Our temperate zone never really struck me as temperate, swinging from very cold to very hot. Nevertheless, our weather stays in bounds for at least some life to persist. Sure, volcanoes also persist in pouring out small amounts of climate-warming carbon dioxide, about a 1/10th of what we humans are now putting out. But the volcanic input could have been cumulative over millions of years. However, there is a natural mopping up of CO2 on Earth, erosion of a sort. CO2 makes rain mildly acidic, able to dissolve silicate minerals abundant on the surface. More CO2, more removal of it by natural chemical erosion. Temperature has a role, too. Warming makes the weathering go faster. That's up to a point. Susan Brantley and her colleagues at Penn State University performed lab and field studies on many minerals. The positive effect on temperature declines at larger and larger areas. That's partly because nice runoff of water that carries away the dissolved minerals is absent on half of the land surface globally. It's also partly because weathering only goes so deep. If you walk along a long slope that's being weathered, it's clear that the water tends toward limits of how deeply it penetrates regolith, soil and broken rock on the surface. We know that the feedback between volcanism and weathering never was a perfect solution. Think of the mass extinctions of the past and now. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.